Track 11. Edward Revel School.
The earliest school to be established in the parish of Shirland and Higham was on the grass verge next to you. Here, in 1637, a charity school was built by parishioners on land given by Edward Revel of Ogston. The building was, in all probability, a modest stone one covered in turf. The churchwarden's accounts for July 1768 include an item:
paid for getting and bringing the sods for the school roof, 3 shillings.
It appears that building techniques have come full circle. Almost 400 years later, and turf is once again found on the roof of the latest local school. Despite its grand name, the property opposite the Edward Revel School only adopted its name in recent times, as Gladwin explains.
It was always called just Hawfield Gate. It was only when an old friend of mine called Alan Shipman, who was a builder, bought it and did it up, that it then became known as the Hall, Hawfield Hall, you see, but it was always just known as Hawfield Gate. It was just a very nice house in its grounds.
The name of this road hints to the medieval manorial house we will visit at our final stop.
The gate is an old name for a road. Running along the Hall Field, well, probably next door to it, where there's a farm now, that was probably called the Hall Field, and the road alongside would be the Hall Field Gate. I assume the hall referred to Shirland Manor, because that's the only hall that there was in that area.
Head along almost the full length of Hawfield Gate Lane and listen to track 12 at Pitt Lane, the first turning on your right.